Mutual Broadcasting System has the pleasure of presenting the 11th broadcast of a special 26-week series of plays by radio playwright Arch Obler. In this series, we hope to bring you dramas full of the excitement and meaning of plays told in relation to the expanding world in which we live. Our drama this evening, through the cooperation of the Spanish Refugee Appeal, stars Mr. Francho Tone in The Naked Mountain. This story happened just yesterday. An American soldier and a British girl in the uniform of her country, riding in a jeep, down a curving road of that portion of the Alps which passes through the German land of Bavaria. This is fiction, but fiction married to fact by the benediction of 100 truths.
She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
I think you really wrote that song for me.
Well, it really was nothing.
You fraud. You unadulterated fraud. I heard that song myself on the shortwave from America.
Well, I told you it was nothing.
Oh, Captain, I'm going to miss you.
And I'm going to miss you, Lieutenant. And I'm not laughing.
Now, Tom, don't stop. You said yourself the Colonel wants his jeep back before dark.
All right.
In a day.
Yeah. The Bavarian Alps. My father once drove from Kansas City to California. He's talked about crossing the Rockies for 20 years. This ought to top that story.
I'm sure it will.
Hey, look at the time. 43 hours left.
43?
And that's when my transport leaves from Croydon.
I thought it was next week.
Well, I promoted a ride back with a special service unit. 43 hours from now. Strange. When the order first came through that I could turn in my uniform, I took it rather calmly. Not that way anymore. Laura, I want to get home.
Of course.
I've done everything I can. I'm a... What's that pleasant word? I'm a disability now. Oh, it's all over anyway. Like a Sunday school story, the good are being blessed and the evildoers undone. So I'm going home, and I've got bells ringing in my head.
I'm glad for you.
Thanks. Hey, how about you? We've been having so much fun, I never asked. What happened to you?
I'm going home, too. I feel the way you do. It's all settled here.
So?
So, another few weeks, and then, as you always say, up and on 10, here I come.
Will you come to America sometime?
Will you come back here sometime?
I don't think so. Why come back? Remember what I saw. The thing. It's over. That's all. Finish. I'm going home and stay there. Listen to me. Sure. I'll be back. Some year, maybe.
Maybe.
Why that?
Oh, I'm just tired. Tired.
It's been a war.
You're beginning to talk like a Britisher.
I'm beginning to talk like a veteran looking back. You know, it's funny. If anyone had told me a month ago that I'd be tying little memory ribbons on the war, I wouldn't have believed it.
Done with?
Yeah.
Such a beautiful drive.
The Colonel should know.
What?
That I drove his favorite jeep up the backside of a Bavarian Alp.
It's a fine road.
Yeah, well, that's not the point. Back in civilian life, the Colonel must have been one of those characters who put a dust cover over his car every time he parked.
I see.
Well, I'd better step on it or they'll be sending out St. Bernards to look for us.
They're carrying a pot of tea. Let's wait for them.
The disgusting thought for the day.
Pardon my mentioning it, Tom, but we just lost our left wing.
Well, that's perfectly all right. We just lost the right one, too.
Oh, like coming down from the roller coaster.
Wait till I hit the next curve. I'll show you a racing turn my grandfather took.
Careful, Tom.
Under control.
Tom, look out! Look out! bring a suit against your grandfather.
Yeah. Well, let's get out and see how much damage Grandpa did.
Excuse me while I move my broken bones.
Hey, are you all right?
Oh.
Ooh, the Colonel's going to love me.
Oh, Tom, look at those huge rocks all over the road. That was expert driving.
All right, so we won't sue Grandpa. After all, if he...
Tom. What is it?
The right front tire.
Oh, dear.
And not a service station between here and Akron, Ohio. Does the captain like to change tires? No, the captain does not like to change tires.
But the captain will change the tire, or else the colonel. But, Tom, look. The boy.
Well.
Ride.
Huh?
Well, where did you come from?
We'll ride. That way.
No, small fry. You and your friend can't ride anywhere.
Where did you come from, Tom?
I don't know.
You look so tired.
Sure, sure. But at this moment, hitchhiking little German bobby soccers don't...
What's the matter now?
Those rocks.
What?
The rocks in the road. They're piled up. Piled up. Somebody tried to smash us up. Someone tried to... You. Yeah, you. Both of you. Did you do that? Answer me. Did you put those rocks in the road?
Tom, I don't think they did.
Laura, let him answer. Listen, you, I want an answer. Did you pile those rocks in the road?
I put rocks in the road.
Yeah.
Can you beat that? We have to run into some junior werewolves.
They're not trying to get away.
The arrogant little devils. Hey, what did you do it for? Answer me. Why did you try to wreck us?
No wreck.
Huh?
Just stop you. You won't ride. That way.
Tom, rest a minute.
If anybody had told me that my last few hours in Europe would be spent banging on a wheel at the side of a mountain road.
Come on, sit down in the shade.
Well,
one of the two won't make much difference.
Okay.
Got your canteen.
Thanks. You know, while I've been working, I've been trying to figure out what army regulation gives me the right to break that blasted little Nazi neck. See, look at them sitting there. Sweet young boys. A swastika wouldn't melt in their mouths.
I've been trying to figure something out.
There's the philosophy of the whole nation epitomized. To make us go their way, they'd smash us up. Fantastic, twisted-minded
Tom,
little...
Tom, look.
And what?
Your face. You look closely at their face.
No. And thank God, in a few hours, I'll never have to see any more like them again.
Oh, please, Tom. Look at them.
Well? Well?
I don't think they're German.
Not jerk. Hey, what are you talking about?
Olive skin, dark eyes. And maybe Italian?
In Bavaria? Oh, they're little Nazis. Their brains have been trained to smash.
No, wait, wait.
No, I...
Boys, are you Italian?
Oh, Laura.
Boys, I'm speaking to you. Are you Italiano?
I'll prove to you they're German. She thinks you're Italian. Well, that's an insult to a little Aryan werewolf, isn't it? Say, you do have dark skin, don't you? That gave you lots of trouble with the Hitler Youth, didn't it? They thought you little degenerate Italians, didn't they? Or maybe Spaniard? Called you dirty little degenerate Spaniard, didn't they?
No, Dica. Somos Espanolos y soberbios.
No.
Well.
Espanolos? Look, how well do you understand English, boy?
We understand.
All right, then listen. Why did you do this thing? I'm an American officer. You understand? An American. This lady's a British officer. We're your friends. But don't you understand? Friends.
We have no friends, senor.
At least the mountain streams in this country are all right. That feels better.
Want to use my scarf to dry up?
No, just let it evaporate. That's sun.
Much more, Stew?
No, just tighten a few bolts. Hey, we'd better get back to the car before those young Don Quixotes tear it apart because they don't like us.
What are they doing up here, Tom?
Be careful where you step.
Oh, yes.
Well, they're part of a dispossessed pack of younguns that'll be a problem in Europe for a while. Children who've lost their parents, wandering around, that's always a problem after a war, when great masses of population are dispossessed. Young devils, savages, all of them, no sense of responsibility. Well, they'll be rounded up soon enough and given training in a few social truths. Now look at those two sitting there, waiting for me to fix what they wrecked.
All right, Tom, all right. We understand.
And a good thing. Hey, where are those sandwiches we were talking about? I need my strength to face the colonel.
No, I haven't here.
Well, I can use quite a few.
Tom, ask them.
What?
They look hungry.
Oh, this is what is known as turning both cheeks. All right. My friendless friends, would you like some rations? Sandwiches, see? Vittles. De quoi?
No, senor.
What do you mean, no, senor? Look, you might as well eat. You'll have to wait anyway until I eat and get those bolts back, huh? Go on, take them. Now look at your friend's eyes. They're going to fall out. Go on, take them.
Yes, take them, boy. I want you to.
Alberto? Sí. Gracias, senor.
Okay. Hey, Laura, aren't you going to eat?
No, I haven't been working. Is it all right if I ask them a few questions?
Go ahead, but you won't get honest answers. Thank God making human beings out of these wild kids won't be my responsibility.
Boy, what's your name?
Juan.
And your name is Alberto?
He is Alberto.
Well, why doesn't he talk for himself?
He is silencioso. Oh,
nothing but direct action, huh?
You are the eldest of us?
He...
What are you, 16?
Tengo 12 años.
12, Tom. Only 12 to be safe.
Yeah. What are you doing in Germany, boy? So did you hear me?
Si.
Then why don't you answer?
He means me no harm. Why are you here in Germany?
Were you in France?
Si.
You came here from France to Germany?
Si.
Why?
Well, why not? Running wild and seeing Europe.
Were you brought here?
No.
Well, that's it. You just came here for the sights. Well, we're wasting our time, Laura, talking to them. Just kids gone wild, crazy with...
No! Not crazy, senor. We came to find out...
Alberto!
Find your father. Your father was here, Alberto. Alberto, please answer me. Your father was here in Germany.
Madre mia, Thomas, we're going to try to the answer. Why did you want to know?
We're trying to help you.
Well,
of course.
When the Italian Nazis fly over a village in Spain and burn down a house, my papa said, where's the Americans, the British, and nowhere the first to fight fascism? Wait, the Americans and the British. You know, the big men and the boys to be shot. My papa take Alberto Mio to the montagnes to Tonsilla. We put it in a place with the barbed wire around it. It's cold. It's bad, hungry. My papa say, wait, the Americans, the British. The war begins. We're more cold, hungry. Everybody forget it. But my papa say, wait, the Americans, the British. Nazis come and take my papa, Alberto, now we are little as far. No good do the last thing. My papa cry out, wait, the Americans, the British.
Well, he's all right now, aren't you, boy?
Queen.
What I can't understand is why you boys didn't go to the authorities. Wandering around on your own. So why didn't you go to the authorities?
Authoridades?
Yes.
See, my brother and I know the authoridades. Says authoridades. And the first to allow authoridades to stay inside the barbed wire, children, inside the barbed wire. Outside, we can see Tantas forces. Authoritarians say, not for you, stay inside the barbed wire, we put you in the dark hole. 2 years inside the wire, senor. No grass, no trees, just the ground inside the wire. That is not good for children. Is it, senor?
No.
Kill them! Tell them, del segundo!
Si, les digo, I tell them. Pass out the dollars, the segundo. Say we can plant things to eat. It's so happy, we work so hard, terrible hunger. Now we'll have to eat, weather, feel, color, buen tiempo, mal tiempo. All the time we work on a little piece of ground to make things grow. We work, we wait, so long to wait. Last, we grow clean, beautiful. Now Salvatore died, steal it all from us. When the children cry, Salvatore died, make them stand for hours in the sun. But still there is no more tears. In the fourth camp, when it was fiesta, they never died.
Christmas.
See, there's a very small girl, Cecilia. She's Pablo. She's born there. She has never been in Hispania. She's always been inside the wire. We children, we see we all her brothers and sisters. We have nothing for her. So we stand around her and we sing a beautiful song of our home, Hispania, our present to her. Just a song, senor. A little song. Quickly, las autoridades are there, and hitting, he's kicking, no song. Quickly, las autoridades, no song. Oh, senor, I know the autoridades well.
Boy, listen. Those are the authorities of the past. That's what we fought for. We've overcome that kind of authority. All over the world.
All over the world, senor? Then... why am I not home with my mother?
Are they sleeping?
The young one. Juan isn't.
On guard, huh?
Yes. Oh, Tom, what can I do?
You know, in North Africa, in the south of France, the best soldiers were Spanish Maquis.
Why do you think of that?
Well, they were grown men. And he has their look. I never understood it. When we used to thank them for doing something especially courageous on attack or patrol, they'd look at us the way he did when he asked us why he wasn't home. Laura, this is what they were saying. Where were you when we fought fascism? Where will you be when we fight it again? And I was the guy who was going to put it all away with my uniform.
Tom... if we take them to the relief authorities.
No, it's no good, Laura. The boys said it. Your people, mine. Our charity is set up only for the citizens of those countries where tyranny has been defeated. Their country is... what a word. Their country is neutral. There's no help for them. It's true. There's no help for them from us. Laura, remember, we didn't help them when the Nazi bombers and tanks were using their villages and their people for testing grounds. And now they're the only people on Earth who fought fascism who haven't any place on Earth.
Senor,
Huh?
The crossroads, senor.
What?
The crossroads. You will stop me.
Tom, what are you
doing? Oh, I don't quite know.
Alberto, wake up. In the road to the south.
Estoy despierto. Estoy despierto.
Juan, what is it? We were going to drive you out of town.
No, no, senor. That would only mean bad trouble for you. You are a soldier. This road goes south. We are on our way.
To where?
To home. Our mother.
But how can you? Won't they?
No, senor. We know very much now. Our blood. Our tequila. Si, senor. This we must know. We were very young, about all night when we left. We have learned much. No harm will come to us. Adios, senora.
Goodbye. Tom.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Juan. Alberto.
Adios, senora. Senor. Adios, Capitan Americano.
Goodbye, Juan.
Salud, Victoria.
Salud. Y Victoria.
Just heard Mr. Francho Tone in Arch Oboler's play, The Naked Mountain. Opposite Mr. Tone was Lorene Tuttle, with Tommy Cook and Joel Davis. Your announcer is Marvin Best. The original music was written and conducted by David Rankin. Now, Arch Oboler will speak to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will be those who say that the play you just heard was propaganda. Propaganda. That's a very abused word. For there is propaganda for good as well as evil. I believe it is the playwright's duty and right to occasionally bring out through drama the plight of people disinherited. The people of which we spoke tonight, armed with faith in their republic, have never accepted defeat. They are a people who, throughout this war, have given their lives for the cause of the United Nations. Yet who now that the battle is, for the larger part, won in Europe, find themselves, because of a sardonic shrug of fate, the only people in exile, without a country, without hope of relief beyond that which is in their faith. Thousands of them died fighting our war against fascism. Their families need our help. The Spanish Refugee Appeal of New York City is conducting a campaign to help them, to repay our debt to them. I don't believe that's evil propaganda.
Next week, the play will be titled The Truth. It is an amazing story of a strange adventure. The leading player will be the distinguished actor of stage and screen, Mr. Edmund Gwenn. This will be the 12th. Of a special series of original plays written, produced, and directed for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Arch Oboler. Now David Rankin conducts the orchestra in excerpts from his sketch, The Children. Robert Braxton concludes the program with a short portion of his original Nocturne. Broadcasting System.